This episode was brought to you by KeepOnSharing.com. They're calling themselves the first truly ethical social network. They'll share back 50% of their revenue with their users, but that's just the tip of the iceberg. It's free to register, and they never sell your information. You can list your products, events, and content for free. Adult content accounts, be gone. They're fun, positive, and encouraging sites supporting local business. In a day and age where social media sites, even well-established ones, are being brought to light left and right for their questionable and sometimes downright archaic business practices, KeepOnSharing.com is a well-needed breath of fresh air. While you can share personal content, news articles, or just about anything for fun and profit, the marketplace allows practically anyone to sell anything at any time from anywhere. But on this site, you are the boss. I cannot express how amazing it is that KeepOnSharing.com shares 50% of all revenue back with the users on top of having a truly transparent, supportive, and clean business model. Check them out. I'm signing up. Will you? Go ahead and meet me on there. Just go to KeepOnSharing.com. A link will be provided in this episode's description.
Hey, I'm Coach Mickey, and I'm so glad that you've joined us. And thank you for those of you that join us here on the Keep On Sharing podcast. We are so glad that you do and that you join us. And we are extremely grateful that you guys reach out to all of our guests in our KOS community and help support them and whatever they're doing, whether it's their business, their services, or their events. And we love showcasing our members. It is so much fun to be able to bring their company to light, whether it is something that it's a new endeavor, or it's something that they have been doing for quite a while. And I am really excited to have on this guest today. She is an amazing woman, and I love stories like this. So I'm just going to jump right in and give you guys an opportunity to hear her story and then learn how you can connect with her. And let's go ahead and get this KOS community here to support her. Her name is Ronika Taylor, and I am so glad that she is here. She is a mother of three children, and she is in Southern California. She has received her bachelor's degree in child development and family studies from California State University, Long Beach. She has a master's degree and curriculum of state from the state of California State University. I am so sorry, Ronika. This is how it goes on these podcasts. We just keep
it's okay. And you're doing a phenomenal job. I love it. I feel like I'm pretty special.
You are special. Anyway, we're going to jump right in. Mrs. Taylor is the founder of her very own nonprofit organization, Her Answer. She desires to help women of all ages and backgrounds to fight breast cancer and win. She celebrates 10 years of cancer-free, and she has written many children's books. She is in the process of doing another one, and I'm just going to jump right in because I'm very excited to hear your story. How are you? Welcome.
I am amazing, and I am honored to be here. I thank you for hosting me.
Oh, no, my pleasure. And I think your story is pretty incredible. And I know whatever you're doing and what you have to offer, I can guarantee there is probably another woman suffering in silence that needs to hear your story. So I really feel these are very important to have a guest like you on, especially somebody who has gone through what you've gone through. So if you wouldn't mind, would you share a little bit about your story?
Okay. So first of all, I was diagnosed the first time on April 28th of 2011. At the time, I was 32 years old, and I was like, what? How? I thought you had to be like 50 or older. I discovered soon after that cancer has no age requirement. It can get you as low as 3 or 4 or as old as 80 plus. And on my journey, I was not one of the ones who cried, why is this happening to me? Oh my God, my life is over. I was one of the ones who were encouraged to see who behind me I could help. And I think it was that mindset that got me through my journey the way that it did, because women were just attracted to me. My nurses were like, Ronika, she's about to lose her hair. I need you to talk to her. I need you to go to her house. I need you to be there for her. And it just became something that I just did. And I wanted to transfer that into something more concrete, something that I can do it on a larger scale other than just people who know me. And so that's how it was birthed.
Wow, I mean that's pretty brave, especially when you're going through something so difficult as cancer. I mean, it's not an easy journey, you know. And the fact that you kept everything so positive and you found a an avenue to be able to help other people, that's extraordinary. It really is. So I see that you started Her Answer, which is a nonprofit. And what does that entail? Like, what do you do within your nonprofit?
So we're just starting out, but the desire is that I give back what was given to me. Early on in my journey, I was at my doctor's office and I was trying to figure out how on disability I was going to still be able to pay my copay, how I was still going to be able to provide for my children, and how I was going to be able to get from day to day. And an organization came right on time. One of my head nurses was like, "Renika, I really think you should look into this organization. They often help women that come into our clinic, and I think that they would be able to help you." And immediately I contacted them. I filled out the application and I was accepted within so many hours. And I was just blown away by the outpouring of help that they provided me with, not just for me, but for my children also. And I said, "One day I'm going to do that."
Wow, yeah, because it doesn't just affect you as the individual, it affects your whole family, you know. And I think a lot of times people forget that, and it's nice that there's organizations out there, but yours seems really amazing what you're doing. And you've even taken it a step further though. I mean, you've got your organization, but I also see that you have authored a book, and I really want you to share that. And by the way, you guys, as you know, all the links that on how you can reach Renika and her books and her organization and her website, you guys will all find embedded in the podcast. So I highly recommend and encourage you to reach out to her. But tell us a little bit about your book, because I was looking at that online and oh my gosh, that is so precious.
So my book came from two things. When I started my journey, my daughters were 3 and 7. Now my 7-year-old at the time will be 20 in October, and my 3-year-old at the time is 15. I wanted them to understand what their mom was going through, and I wanted them to understand that it was okay to cry, but not to dwell in the environment or the spirit of sadness. So I wanted to make it light. It's not too medical terminology-y. Prior to doing this, I was a school teacher for Compton Unified for 15 years. So I knew that in order to put it on a child's level, the language had to be such that they could understand the entire process. And I kept saying, "I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write a book." And my son was in a kindergarten class, and there was a girl in his class who had cancer.
Oh.
5 years old, and the teacher sent us a note and said, "I need you to talk to your children about cancer and what happens because she's about to start chemotherapy and lose her hair, and I don't want anyone to make fun of her." So I went on Amazon immediately to look for children's books that I felt like would help the class, and I was like, "I need to write a book." And that is what jump started me in the book writing process. The day that I wrote the book, because I wrote it in one day, I decided to spend a week at a hotel so that I can just be there, I can take my time, and I can write it. I broke my foot that day. And
Oh.
I said, "Okay, when God wants to sit you down to do something, he's going to make sure of it." And so here I am, wobbling with crutches. No, I can't easily move in and out the hotel. So I have my daughter come and pick up my car, bring me some groceries because I had a refrigerator and a full kitchen. I said, "I'm going to write this book." And I wrote it from the perspective of my daughters. It and the events in the book is stuff that my daughters really said to me. Like there's one page where I had just lost my hair and I was like, "Come on, Corinne, let me comb your hair." And she was like, "Mom, this is the 3-year-old. You can't comb my hair. You're bald." And we both started laughing. And I put that in the book. And then there was another incident where they didn't know that I, they knew that I was going to cut my hair, but they didn't know I was going to do it that particular day. And I cut it, and I was in the process of putting a wig on when my oldest daughter, Courtney, walked in, and she screamed when she saw my bald head and ran down the street. So I put that in a book. So I wanted people to know that it was okay to have uncomfortable conversations, but that it needed to shed some light on the whole cancer scare. Some people are scared to say it, but if you make it fun, and it can't be fun, but if you try to make it lighter, then it's easier to get through the journey, especially when you focus on the good that can come out of it, the people that you can help behind you, the people that hearing your story would be inspired and say, I'm not going to be depressed. I'm going to make it, and I'm going to be positive about making it. And that's what I wanted.
Well, you actually, I love your enthusiasm of making change, and it sounds like you're on the right path, especially with what you're doing in your organization. You know, I read this article at one point where they were talking about people that are going through different physical struggles, you know, and cancer being one of them. And they did a study saying, okay, those that actually healed faster or, you know, could get over it. Not saying you never really get over it because mentally you never know how it affects somebody, but to get through it and heal faster. They said the ones that were more positive, that laughed and watched positive, funny movies and kept things light and really addressed things, took that journey, and it was a lot easier for them to get through what they needed to get through, and the healing was like 50% faster. And you know, it's what, you know, where focus goes, energy flows. You know, it's, you know. So I love the fact that you have taken something that is so difficult and you have made this your mission, you know, not only to help other people, but you know, for children to be able to understand it. Because I mean, that's so scary for a child, whether it's them or a family member. Now you just shared something with me, and I know it's kind of a little something something exclusive, so I don't know. I'm not going to say anything. Do you want to share what you've got coming up in the next next week or two?
I will. One day my son and I were having a conversation because I knew that I had more books inside of me. So the last page of my book talks about how, although the doctor said mommy wouldn't have any more babies, here comes my son Rico, my miracle son after the cancer when they said I can't have any more. And so on the last page of my first book, which is called Our Mommy Had Cancer,
Oh.
it leads into my son's journey, which he was a preemie baby. And he said one day to me after he read my book, my first book, mommy, I want to write a book about, you know, how when I was a baby and I had to spend all those days in the hospital because I was too little to come home. I say, yeah, we can write your story. And so that's how it came about. He wanted to do it. I included him in the process. While I was working with the illustrator, I was asking him constantly, do you like your shirt on this page? No, mommy, tell her I want my shirt to be green. And oh, tell her my dimple is not deep enough. And we definitely communicated with her for every page. He didn't like his hair, so she changed it. And okay, that page is perfect. She doesn't need to do anything. Can she add Spanish words on this page? Because he goes to a dual immersion school. So everything that he said, I included it. Every time I approved a page, it was with his consent. And we just went through it that way. And so it starts with the end of that book, which is mommy got pregnant after the cancer. And then the first part of it talks about the cancer and how it affected me and would have affected him. And then it goes into his birth and his journey. He came up with the title at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mommy, I have the title. My journey as a preemie baby. I said, okay, that's a pretty long title. You sure you don't want to just say my journey as a preemie? Nope. I want to say as a preemie baby. I said, okay. Well, let's put it on there, Mr. Author. And so on his birthday, July 27th of this year, on his 9th birthday, we published his first book. So we co-authored it. So it's by Rico and Renika Taylor, My Journey as a Preemie Baby. We hadn't put it out because we had to make a few edits to it, but we'll be putting that out this week.
I love it. I well, congratulations. You know, it is so fun to be able to bring out a book, and the fact that you've done two,
Yes.
that is incredible.
More
You
to
know,
come.
Yeah, good. I love it. I love it. Well, absolutely. We are going to make sure that all your links are in here. And you can get your stuff on Amazon, right? You can actually get
Yes.
your books on Amazon. Okay, awesome.
Amazon, Walmart, Barnes and Noble.
Oh, I love it. That is, well, congratulations. That is a huge accomplishment. Huge accomplishment. Well, you know, your way of thinking, and I can hear you smiling, even through the podcast. You know what?
Yes.
And that's
I'm
one
just
of,
so grateful.
yeah, and that goes a long way too. You know, gratitude is huge, I think, in any endeavor that we do, but also having gratitude through something that you're struggling does make the journey a lot easier. You know, it definitely does. I am so excited for you. So let me ask you about your organization. So is this something where you reach out to people, or they just reach out to you? So tell us how Her Answer works for those of you. For those that would like to reach out to you and maybe connect.
We are literally in the infant stages right now, and my desire is that it goes both ways. As I build up the funding to help women, I'm going to be making posts on Keep On Sharing on Facebook, on Instagram, so that I can start by helping a few women this year in October for next month. And then every year, my goal is to just increase, increase, increase as the funds increase. And so what I will do is I will create swag bags for women that are going through treatment with things that I know that I wanted. And then I'll also get feedback from others who have gone through the journey, things like candles, things like positive books, touchy things, keychains with the ribbon on it, things that they can use while they're in treatment. And as the funds get better, I want to do better. The organization that helped me was the first one was Breast Cancer Angels. And what they did was they gave me a monthly stipend where they gave me copay assistance, they gave me toiletry assistance, they gave me gas cards. And so as things get better and Her Answer grows and grows, I want our resources to get better. And so we're not ready to start taking on clients quite yet, but in the next 30 days, we're going to start with 2 to 4 recipients to receive awards this year before the year is up.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's so funny that you said that about collaboration because I just did a podcast prior to yours with a gal who she and I'll connect the two of you together. She goes into all the oncology places and
Yes.
she gives lip balm, skincare,
Yes.
and her organization, she does that and she reaches out and it sounds like this would be a great way for the two of you to connect and I'll help you guys connect together
Right.
because what you're doing is incredible and it takes a village, you know. And I think the more people that are involved, especially when you're on the same journey, you know, really can be helpful. And it not only does it empower you guys, but it touches other people, you know,
Exactly.
and what you're doing is going to touch a lot of lives, especially for those that really are struggling. And like, you know, again, like I started this podcast, there might be somebody who's struggling in silence, but to know that there's someone out there that really does care and has been through this and knows what's going to happen and how this journey can transpire, to see that you're giving them more than just your organization, you're giving them hope.
Yes.
Renika, you know, and that is priceless. I mean, absolutely priceless. I am so excited. We're running out of time here, so I'm going to let you wrap it up. Was there anything else you would like to share with our community that maybe we didn't cover?
There was a second organization that assisted me around Thanksgiving time. That organization is called My Sister, My Friend. And we're going to actually be doing an event in October that I'll share on Keep On Sharing together. It's just our desire to just help women. And we know, like you said, people suffer in silence. So to know that there's someone out there who can empathize with what they're going through or what they've been through and just build a community of people that stick together. I don't know personally any men who have been diagnosed with breast cancer, but I do know it's possible. So I would say, like you said earlier, mindset is everything. And that's more than half of the battle to me. I went in knowing that if I kept my mind right, if I kept my mind positive, that I would have an easier time coming through it. So definitely surround yourself with positive beings. When I lost my hair, my sisters did a hat and scarf party literally the next day. Everybody came and brought their favorite hat or scarf and said a positive word to me. And it's things like that that I want to incorporate into her answer because I know how that felt. Definitely give yourself a self-exam every single month. It's best to do it a week after your cycle. If you don't have a cycle, it's best to do it at the same time every single month. Ask your doctor for demonstrations. YouTube has demonstrations, but definitely look out for resources that will help. And her answer will be up there really soon. So I'll definitely be a willing resource for all of those who need it. Thank you so much for your time and energy. I am so honored to have done this with you, and I will hear from you again. You will hear from me again because I definitely need you in my life.
Oh, that is so precious. Thank you so much. Same here. I think we connect, you know, people connect for what's it, a reason, a season, and a lifetime, yes. You know, and I am here to support you in your journey. I know you are going to thrive because when you have a mission that is so dear to your heart, you know, a passion just grows on its own, and you will find those that are going to surround you to help this. And what you've got and what you're doing is such a gift, and it's going to help so many people. No, the honor and pleasure was all mine because what you are doing is selfless and kind and compassionate. And it's nice to know that there's somebody in the world like you that is offering something like this. So thank you for being on my podcast. I appreciate you. So you guys, I am really excited. Please, 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 please connect with her. Her answer will be her. It's called heranswer.org. If you guys want to go there now and you're listening, other than that, it will be embedded into the podcast. I know you'll be able to connect with her on our Keep On Sharing page. Her book will be up on our Goodreads page, and we're going to have you back. I want to have you back as you are growing so you can share all the wonderful things that you're doing and the lives that you've touched. And I definitely want you to come back as our guest so we can keep our community informed of what's happening, and especially as you grow where they might be able to help you. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you, Renika. I really wish you the best and abundance of success in everything that you're doing.
Thank you. And thank you for doing this on a holiday. I appreciate the sacrifice. You could be out barbecuing or something, but you're taking a little on me.
Thank you.
Have a good rest of your weekend, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.